For example, let's say that you forgot that you made plans to meet a friend at noon for lunch. At 12:15 p.m., your friend calls from the restaurant to make sure you're okay. If your self-talk is, "I'm such an idiot. I'm a terrible friend and a total loser," that's shame. If, on the other hand, your self-talk is, "I can't believe I did that. What a crappy thing to do," that's guilt. Here's what's interesting, especially for those who automatically think, "You should feel like a terrible friend," or, "A little shame will help you keep your act together next time." When we feel shame, we are most likely to protect ourselves by blaming something or someone, rationalizing our lapse, offering a disingenuous apology, or hiding out. Rather than apologizing, we blame our friend and rationalize forgetting. "I told you I was really busy. This wasn't a good day for me." Or we apologize half-heartedly and think to ourselves, "Whatever. If she knew how busy I am, she'd be apologizing." Or we see who is calling and don't answer the phone at all, and then when we finally can't stop dodging our friend, we lie. "Didn't you get my email? I canceled in the morning. You should check your spam folder." When we apologize for something we've done, make amends, or change a behavior that doesn't align with our values, guilt, not shame, is most often the driving force. We feel guilty when we hold up something we've done or failed to do against our values and find they don't match up. It's an uncomfortable feeling, but one that's helpful. The psychological discomfort, something similar to cognitive dissonance, is what motivates meaningful change. Guilt is just as powerful as shame, but its influence is positive, while shame's is destructive. In fact, in my research, I found that shame corrodes the very part of us that believes we can change and do better. We live in a world where most people still subscribe to the belief that shame is a good tool for keeping people in line. Not only is this wrong, but it's dangerous. Shame is highly correlated with addiction, violence, aggression, depression, eating disorders, and bullying. Researchers don't find shame correlated with positive outcomes at all. There are no data to support that shame is a helpful compass for good behavior. In fact, shame is much more likely to be the cause of destructive and hurtful behaviors than it is to be the solution.